This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Good morning, team. Welcome to Monday. How are we all?
Morning, indeed. Good morning. Feeling fantastic.
Yeah, how nice was it yesterday?
It was beautiful.
It was just one of those days that, you know, you're thankful to be alive.
Yeah.
It was so lovely. The weather, amazing.
I spent
the afternoon napping and having some beers on the balcony. It was just great.
Yeah, small things.
Hey, a top tip.
Yeah.
This is something you got to be aware of. So we've got this little like stand thing that we put our masks on in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Be careful keeping your masks in the kitchen. So I cut up a bunch of chilies that I've been growing, right, to preserve them. Like did this little salt chili recipe thing.
Yeah.
And the chili gases must have got onto the mask because I put it on this morning just before I came in the building.
Eyes watering.
Well, I started the first breath out, like, you know, a bit goes up to your eyes.
Yeah.
It started to burn. I was like, what's going on? And I realized it was the chili gas that had got seeped into the mask. So, top tip, maybe keep your masks out of the kitchen.
It's a dangerous area. Mask issues today as well.
Yeah, so I washed all of our masks last night in the hot water and all that kind of stuff, and then I put them up to dry, and they were not dry this morning. So, 4:30 in the morning, I've got the hair dryer out, blow drying the masks.
Oh, terrible.
COVID problems.
Yeah, but I would much prefer that over chili in my eyeballs at 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's not a good situation.
So, do you have a backup?
Yeah, I had a spare in my car.
Lucky.
I was like, that's today's mask.
Oh, man. Lads versus Lasses is up next.
It certainly is today. Oh, my God. You want to win this, right? So it's a craft beer and barbecue meat pack from Chops and Hops. Now, this is what you get inside it. 8 craft beers with a mix from around regional New South Wales, 650-gram Wagyu patties, 1 kilo lamb cheese and chive sausages, 1 kilo of lamb loin chops, and 4 200-gram beef rump steaks.
Are you sure that's for the one prize?
That's what it says.
Man.
This is unreal. It's a wide range of beer and barbecue packs to suit your cooking style and budget delivered to your door. Chops and Hops. .com.au. You want to check these guys out. But if you want to win yours for free, this is your chance. 13, 10, and 9. We need one guy and one girl.
Looking at the scoreboard, 59 for the lads, 56 for the lasses. You could turn it around this week,
up.
Meg.
We'll see. Up.
We'll do it after Pink, All I Know So Far at New FM. Good morning. Pink, All I Know So Far. Welcome to Monday with the Novos. 12 past 6. It's 16 degrees on the coast right now. 27 the top today, guys. A big thunderstorm blowing the heat away, though. 15 tomorrow. Now, we still need a lass on 13 10 09. Prize, please, Crevo.
So, this is awesome, ladies. If you're wanting to win this craft beer and barbecue meat packs from Chops and Hops, you get 8 craft beers with a mix from around the region, 650-gram Wagyu patties, kilo of lamb cheese and chives sausages, 1 kilo of lamb loin chops, and 4 200-gram beef rump. I mean, what an amazing prize.
Hey, if you want it, 13 10 09.
UFM and the Novos. Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, the lads are on 59, the lasses 56. Come on,
boys. How good is it, especially with this prize in particular? We're not meant to be going to the shops right now at all. Stock the freezer up with all of that stuff.
For sure.
That's at least a week's worth.
What
do you reckon?
Feast. You know, in lockdown, right, it's like the smaller things are making me really happy, and food is one of those things.
And beer is the other.
So you get both of them.
Yeah.
Let's try our lass on line one first, see if we've got one there.
New FM.
Who's this?
Nadine.
Or Nadine, rather. You just said your name. I don't know how I got that so wrong. Let's kick off with your questions. How was your weekend, first of all?
Worked Saturday, but relaxed yesterday.
Nice one. All right. In your relaxation time, were you doing a bit of Netflix? What was the situation?
I'm having a beer and cleaning.
Okay, perfect.
All right, let's do this, Nadine. Question number one, which is multiple choice. What is a score and snap knife used for?
Multiple choice.
Is it A, scoring how good the fish you caught was and filleting it, B, cutting glass, or C, cutting fibre cement products?
Not sure.
I'll take B? A guess. B, no. It's C, I'm sorry. No. Cutting fibre cement products. There you go. Interesting. There you go. So, trying to make things work here this morning. Question number two. Which brand of servo sells the Wild Beans Cafe coffee?
Campbell?
BP. Question number three. If you are under 65 years of age in New South Wales, what's the longest lasting recreational fishing license you can buy? It's a year, like just take a stab.
Wait, 12 months?
3 years, I'm sorry. But hold the line, you never know. You could walk away with the win today. Going to our lad now.
Gonna go to Kevin, working as a delivery driver, delivering textiles and linen. How was your weekend, buddy?
Good, thanks.
Was it full of beer?
I actually work with your sister.
Oh, you work with Rachel.
That I do.
Oh my God, that's really strange. What's Rachel like to work with?
Choice.
Choice.
Well, we kind of had to give him the win now, don't we? Otherwise, we're going to get in trouble.
Do you know Kevin?
I don't. I actually haven't met anyone.
What's
that
going on
with
here?
Yeah, this seems a bit dodgy, doesn't it?
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm getting in trouble for this, aren't I? All right, Kevin, you're going to get one right to score this. This is multiple choice. Which actress is Justin Timberlake currently married to? Is it Angelina Jolie, Natalie Portman, or Jessica Biel?
Angelina Jolie.
Incorrect. Jessica Biel. All right.
Really up in your celeb goss, aren't you?
He bloody loves it.
Question two. What is the company Bondi Sands famous for making?
Tan.
It's fake tan.
No.
All right. Question three. Ida Buttrose was the editor of which Australian magazine?
Women's Weekly.
Well done.
That really felt like a guess, but I guess at this point it doesn't matter.
The guess pays off. You scored, buddy.
Remember it. Technically, it's the Australian Women's Weekly, but we'll take
that. I think we'll take that.
Good job, man. This is a great prize. Congratulations. Hold the line for us, man. Oh, he's got Newcastle's worst phone line as well.
Hey, it doesn't matter.
On you, Kev.
When you've won a delicious, like, beer, what is it, barbecue meat pack from Chops and Hops.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what kind of phone you have.
Going from winning amazing stuff like that to very sad news over the weekend, anyone who's got an OnlyFans account, it's going to change in a couple of weeks. 5 weeks to be exact. OnlyFans, if you don't know it, basically the primary function of this is for sexually explicit content on OnlyFans, and now they've decided they're going to ban all that. Their basic business model is going to go down the toilet.
This feels like a place called, like, Ampol stopping selling petrol.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like a weird business move.
It feels like a very
say.
Bad business move. I'll tell you all the details next.
Excellent. 6:18 at New FM. Good morning.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
Welcome to Monday. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. 11 degrees in the valley right now, 27 the top there today, guys.
OnlyFans is banning explicit content starting on October 1st.
Yeah, you've only got 5 weeks to get in all of that explicit content from OnlyFans. I don't know what prompted them to even consider. This is what they've built. The whole foundation on OnlyFans, basically subscription-based service. I think it's $5 to $50 you can spend to subscribe to a certain person.
Oh, more than that. Some people charge an arm and a leg.
Oh, really? Yeah. How do you know this?
Well, I've obviously used OnlyFans before.
Well, when you heard the announcement, you thought, geez, I better check out the pricing structure of these guys.
I'm kind
guys.
Of relieved, actually, because... because
you're
I don't
saving
have to spend,
a lot of
like,
money.
I just have to go back to the old-fashioned way, you know, use other services, like, not pay the money.
There's
it's
a
crazy.
Few free ones around on the so internet. I've heard
so many influencers would be just like panicking right now.
Do you know what I hear this and I go, this is just like imagine like all of the supermarkets going, we're not going to do groceries anymore. And then just opens up like any business that wants to do groceries.
Yeah, basically. And the thing is, they've only been around since 2016. And this is what their whole business model has been based on. And then they're just going to scrap it.
It seems
start from scratch.
Total madness.
It seems like they've, like, you know, some executive, they've finally realised that they have a conscience, a corporate conscience, and they've gone, we can't be doing this. But I tell you what, the Centrelink lines on the Gold Coast are going to be insane.
Well, a statement's come out from OnlyFans saying a sexually explicit content ban was to comply with the request of its banking partners and payment providers.
They're
just pandering to the people, basically.
They're mad because if they've got a banking partner who's like, yes, we'll lend you this money as you need it. I was going to say, do they actually just want to lose all the money?
Exactly. Well, do you know how many people are actually on OnlyFans?
No idea.
130 million people for 2 million content creators.
That's a huge business that they're just throwing away, isn't it?
Well, apparently as well, because you can only get this like on like a web browser.
Yeah.
There's no apps or anything like that because it goes against the terms of service for iPhone and all that kind of stuff. Last week, they actually released a safer work app with no nudity called OFTV that features free videos of cooking, workouts, and music.
RIP OnlyFans.
Yeah.
It's down the gurgler.
They're trying to do, you know what they're trying to be? The next TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I know TikTok's done all right. Like they've made a few dollars here and there, but OnlyFans,
not from the same kind of content.
Why play in that area? Because realistically,
you have to do it better.
Well, that's the first thing. But also, OnlyFans is like a monopoly, so far as I know, in terms of like paid subscription content. Can you think of another brand that does that?
No,
I can't.
No.
Like, why would you be like Facebook going, no, we're not doing social media anymore?
So, wait, when does it end? October.
October 1st. So, you've got 5 weeks.
Maddie. Waiting for that finishing sale.
Maddie, because you've been on the website before, do you know if there is a download video function?
I don't think there is.
Going to say, do you reckon a few people might be using the screen record function on their phone? Like the next 5 weeks? Just a maybe. Like if you're a fan enough to pay for someone, you're probably a fan of them.
You know what? Thank God, working in breakfast radio, you don't know the amount of OnlyFans stories we see. I'm just so happy we never have to read one again. Girl gets rich off OnlyFans, makes $1 million after 24 hours. I don't have to see that anymore.
No.
Heaps of them get on the show, but there's so many to get rejected as well.
Hey guys, on News Time with Jess up next at New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Guys, pet ownership is a real thing, isn't it? It's very time consuming. I think about 6 months ago now it was, I got my little cat Harry. He's a cutie.
Nice.
I've been telling you guys off the air, but the last month or so, he's just become so naughty. Like, crazy. He's totally ruined my couch. $2,000 down the drain.
Oh, my God. Really?
Just,
I didn't know
about
that.
Just the sides where he claws it.
Yeah.
It looks horrific.
Do you not have a scratching pole?
Yeah,
I do. He doesn't want to use it. He only does it on the carpet. Like, claws out on the carpet and my couch, which is so annoying.
It's really hard because you can take a puppy to do puppy training, but you can't
you
really
can't
do the same for
do
a
it.
Kitten.
Just so every night in the last week, he wakes me up at 2 a.m. And just won't go back to sleep. It's really getting to me. And then, get this right, I did the washing, left a pile on the floor the other day, and I put this jacket I'm wearing, in fact, I have washed it since, but what happened, I'm like, man, what's that smell? I went down to the shops, and I'm like, I know that smell. It's cat pee.
Oh.
That's pungent cat pee. I'm like, I left it on the ground for 10 minutes and it's already gone to the bathroom on it. Anyway, I thought what I'd do this morning, 13:10:09, asking for your tips to calm down a little pussycat. He's 7 months old.
Yeah.
He's really in those teenage years. He hasn't been neutered yet. I need to get his bullies chopped off, but
it's just like a certain age where they're just like a bit wild.
It's
yeah?
like, stop bloody peeing on everything. It's really getting to me.
All right, that's what we're after. 13:10:09. Your tips to calm down Maddie's cat. If you've got any, please help him.
We'll do it after Vans Drew. We're going home at New FM at 6:39. Good morning. 16 degrees in Mayfield right now. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, and we're talking devil cats this morning. Mate, my cat Harry, it seems like he's straight out of the depths of hell. He's just been a nightmare to the point, right? I never would, but I'm... I looked up cat rehoming.
Oh, no.
No, Maddie.
I wouldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it. But he made me so mad. Wakes me up at 3, 4 in the morning every single day, regardless of what day it is. He's peeing on everything. He's scratching the hell out of my couch, which is really painful.
Did you grow up with cats? Or
yeah, I did.
Or?
I did. But it's just really hard to deal with. I've actually looked at some cat psychology websites to try and figure out what's going on, because it must. I thought, man, this must be me. Like, it's only me that's having this problem. Apparently not. I've found this article that says your little angel is going to be trying out a whole bunch of new behaviors, and you might not like all of them. Adolescent cats, which he is, can become more confident and demanding, trying to dart out of doors. Yes. Waking you up at 4 a.m. Yes. Or hopping up on the table to share dinner with you. Yes. Or they may be more cautious or less tolerant, resisting nail trims or running from the carrier. All of this relates to their brain maturing and starting to ask what is safe, what works and what doesn't. So I just need to get through this period,
yeah, I think.
So we've had a message come through on Facebook from Heidi, who's talking about the whole biting situation.
Oh, he bites me too.
Yeah, so what she said is what you need to do is get one of those like spray bottles that you use to spray water.
Yeah.
Fill it up with water, and every time he goes to bite you, hit him with the spray. She said it won't last long.
Oh,
see,
wow.
I read that that's quite cruel.
It's a bit of water, Maddie.
It's a bit of water, and it's not going to hurt
And
him.
Look at your arm. So what's really cruel?
I gave him a bath yesterday.
Oh, my
look
goodness.
Look at the scratches on my arm.
Oh,
he's just too much at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's just a phase as well, you know, for his age.
You know what's really good? Like, what's great about having a cat? I do know that I'm completely unsuited to having children. If I can't deal with a cat, imagine having a kid.
Well, absolutely. A lot more complicated the behaviour is, I would say.
I'm happy to not have one,
I think it's
frowned
upon to just, like, spray the kid with water when it's back.
I don't know. I wouldn't feel as bad if I'm not
joking. It's a no-go.
Another reason why I'm not suited to... a father.
One day, Maddie, one day. Sit, Johnny, sit.
Hey, we put kids on leashes.
Well, it's true, but you can't even put a cat on a leash.
You can, actually.
Oh, really? A
friend of mine down in Melbourne, to get out of lockdown,
yeah,
take her pet for a walk, she put the cat on a leash and took her for a walk.
They would hate it.
More trouble than it's worth, I feel.
For the 15-second Instagram video, the cat was well-behaved. I don't know for the rest of the time.
It's definitely a no. Up next, guys, I've got a bit of a challenge I want to set to different, like, I guess I'm calling it coffee shops and stuff, like those sort of coffee and drink retailers. This is a challenge I want to throw out there based on the experience I witnessed over the weekend. We'll get into it in just a minute, but this could be a new business thing for you.
All right, 6:46 at New FM. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Newcastle Permanent.
Alanis Morissette at New FM. Enjoy the last day of warm weather. 22 the top around the lake today, guys. Tomorrow, though, 14 and chilly. Creeper.
A bit of a challenge, I guess, to throw out there to mostly like coffee shops and other shops that sell like takeaway drinks, right? Because Emmy and I witnessed this thing yesterday where we were going out to do like our weekly shop, and we saw this mum walking along with two kids. They were two little boys, probably about maybe 4 and 5.
Yeah.
And the mum had just bought them beautiful, like brand new, it was like a smoothie or a juice or something in those plastic cups with, you know, the ones with the big dome on top that have a large hole
for
the straw?
Yeah, like you get from Macca's.
Something like that. Yeah, exactly. So they were big smoothies or juices or something they just bought. And one of the kids, the younger one, I'm guessing about 4 years old, they'd just probably taken like two sips out of it. They were savoring these drinks. drops it on the ground and the whole thing spills, right?
Oh, God.
And you don't want to laugh, but it is one of those...
What are we doing?
Laughing.
It's one of the most universally, like, recognised disappointing moments in life. And it doesn't get any better the older you get.
There's a real heartbreak in the moment, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's like a millisecond of, oh...
Especially when you know that it's a treat as well.
Yeah.
And you could just tell this kid's, we just saw this kid's heartbreak. The mum was awesome. She was like, don't worry, we'll get you another one on the way back or something and like calm the kid right down. But it's like the older you get as an adult, when you drop a drink you've just bought, it's exactly the same. It doesn't get any better. Like, it doesn't improve the older you get. Like, a lot of things when you get older in life, it like, you get over it and you get better at dealing with it. You get a small graze on your knee. It's fine.
It's the same feeling you get when you fall over.
Like, well, that's public. The thing.
Yeah.
And dropping things like ice cream, it doesn't improve. This is the what I wanted to throw out there to like any coffee shops, retailers who are trying to maybe come up with a new business idea. If you can figure out a drop proof, like, takeaway drink cup.
Okay, please,
if you can figure that out, multi-gazillion dollar idea, because every single person on the planet has experienced the disappointment of dropping a drink. It's his heartbreak. And if you can figure that out, you're rich.
Or maybe offer, like, free... Like replacements.
Yeah.
Replacement if you drop it. How do you police that though? Oh, I dropped my drink. Did you though? Or did you just finish it really fast? If you can work out that technology, you're minted.
See, the worst place for this is at the pub. I remember I was at a pub one night and I was carrying four beers back to the table and someone bumped into me and I was wearing stilettos and I did not handle that well and they just all went.
Terrible.
And the disappointment on my face and the other people's faces who I was buying the beer for was paramount.
At least you can blame somebody else, though.
That was true. They did see that person bump into me. Luckily, that person actually did offer to buy the round again, which was good.
That doesn't always happen.
No, that's true.
It should. It doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
More expensive if you're at the pub as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, checking in with Jess in the New FM newsroom next at New FM.
The Novos. When you wake up on New FM. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Local legend Dr. Chris Brown, a.k.a. the Bondi Vet, or the man formerly known as the Bondi Vet, because he quit that show.
That's right, he doesn't do any... Does he still do animal stuff?
No, not really. Well, maybe. Do you find Dr. Chris attractive?
I do, and I know he's a lot of people's hall passes because he's a very attractive man, and he loves animals. Like, it's just a twofer.
The jaw's too much. He just looks too perfect.
You're not into him, Maddie.
Well, something's got to be wrong with him. No, I don't know. He's too perfect. Anyway, big story out over the weekend. His ex-girlfriend, Cassandra Clementi, who dated Dr. Chris back in 2015, has gotten engaged.
Well, that's lovely.
To a woman.
Congratulations.
I agree.
Remains, yes.
Dr. Chris, though, I wonder what he's thinking about this. Because I tell you what, I don't care what anyone says. As a man, if your missus ended up with a woman, you'd question yourself, right?
Yeah.
Good on her for finding herself. I'm all for that. But, man, as the bloke left behind, you must be like, oh, man, like,
what
was it
I
me?
Do?
Like,
what
what's
happened
wrong
there?
With me?
Yeah.
What we're going to do this morning, 13:09, did your ex leave you for the other team?
This is interesting.
Has it happened to you, Crevo?
Not to me, but I do have like a family friend who definitely had this situation. They in fact got married.
Oh.
And then, yeah, they split up and she ended up marrying a woman.
Wow.
So it does happen. People, I don't know if people, is the situation of people change or maybe they're just finding themselves, as you said, Maddie.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, we'll take your calls after Ed Sheeran. This is Bad Habits at New FM. Fresh from him, 7 past 7. Good morning. Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits at New FM with The Novos. It's 10 past 7, 27 the top on the coast. Thunderstorms this afternoon, guys, and we're asking you on 13:10:09, did your ex leave you for the other team? Oh, yes, Dr. Chris Brown, ex-Bondi vet, his ex-Cassandra Clemente, has just announced her engagement to a US actress. Now, like I said before, I'm all for finding yourself. Maybe she's bi. We don't have that information. No. But what I do know is Chris Brown, surely reading this news on news.com.au, you would be like, oh, man, like, you've got to question yourself, right? If it happened to you, Creever, as a man, as a straight man, your Mrs. Emmy left you for her workmates, say.
Yeah.
Got into a relationship. You start to question yourself,
100%.
Right?
You'd be thinking, did I do something wrong? And it's interesting you bring this up because, like I said before, just a moment ago, my friend, family friend, his wife, they'd been married for 12 years, ended up leaving him for another woman.
Yeah.
And he said it took him like a good few years to really process it and figure out, basically stop questioning himself and saying, you know, what I did wrong. Because he's like, in the end, I realized it really wasn't about me. Like, it was her finding herself. And a few years later, they ended up becoming friends. But it took a while.
Absolutely.
Wow. It's full on. Well, let's go to the phones. Jenny Craig is on the phone. Hey, Jenny Craig, how are you?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, my friend. Now, tell me, did your ex leave you for the other team?
Oh, no.
Yeah, there you go. Jenny Jenny Craig just tapped out there. Okay. Yeah.
Who do we have on the line here?
No one, that was Jenny Craig.
Oh, dropped off.
Yeah. the perks of having no producer. Well, I think Jenny Craig's husband left her.
Yeah, that's right. She was just telling us off the air that he, in fact, left her for another man. So,
here we go.
That exact situation.
Jenny Craig, good morning. No, the phone's cooked.
The phone's dropped.
Well, there you go, guys. I hope the relationship works out for them.
Indeed.
Sorry, Dr. Chris. Lick those wounds elsewhere. Producer Jackson is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm really well. I'm great. I've had a nice sleeping in, which is nice.
I have to ask, we're talking about Dr. Chris Brown, and I've said I think he's a good sort. Maddie's, like, not sold. What do you reckon?
Oh, no, he looks like a dropped pie for me, but I mean, I get it, but not for me.
Not your taste.
What's the goss up next, man? What's on the way?
It's kind of like a little bit of a voice special this time around. Guy Sebastian, he's been inspired during lockdown to do a new project. I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm not sold. Also to listeners, listeners, kind of over the sub stories of The Voice, and I want to play you audio of one that I found so fascinating.
Is it the shark one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, I haven't heard this. I can't wait.
Details next at New FM 714. Good morning. Matchbox 20. Good morning. This is 105.3 New FM. Sunny today, 27 the top on the coast. Thunderstorms this afternoon, though.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Going to the gorgeous producer Jackson live from lockdown in Sydney. Did you get caught up with all these protests over the weekend, babe?
No, I stayed at home. But you know what? How embarrassing for all of those people.
It was just cringeworthy watching it.
Oh, you know what? Get a life. Go home.
Something else apparently cringeworthy for you is Guy Sebastian on The Voice at the moment.
100%. So he's doing all these interviews with, like, all the big outlets, and he's dropping, like, little hints as to what his lockdown project is, and I think that he's trying to get people to pick it up. So he's saying that he's writing a musical that he wants to turn into a movie, and he's been inspired by Eat, Pray, Love.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on. That does not...
No.
That's
no,
a
no.
musical based on that? With look, I don't watch a lot of musicals, and that would be the bottom of my list.
Do you know what I've realised about Guy Sebastian? And it's only really come to, like, my attention in the last year. He really does anything for money.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't care what the project is, he gets on board. And then he complains about it later when it's shit. So he did the big, like, live music announcement with Scott Morrison. I'm sure he got some sort of payment for doing that.
Yeah.
Obviously, it didn't work out how he thought it would. Complains about it. This now, he's joined every single TV show that's ever existed as a judge. He's doing the Cadbury ads at the moment.
Well, last year during The Voice, he did the Codrill ads on the set of The Voice as well.
Yeah, of course he did.
I didn't see any other judge or coach doing it.
Have you heard he's actually like selling out The Voice now? I don't really going to renew his contract.
Oh, yeah. He basically told a newspaper that the producers tell them when to turn.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone has suspicions that there may be elements of that, but to just flat out say it.
Well, they seem to ask the appropriate question for that artist at the exact right time. Like, what was your story, knowing they have a backstory of some sort?
No coincidence. No coincidence.
Talking about backstories and getting away from Guy Sebastian, Meg puts a hit out on me because I know she's upset. Let's talk about the backstories because fans are kind of getting over them on The Voice. They're a little bit cringeworthy. So I don't know if you've seen one the other night, like over the weekend, but there was this woman who was left at sea with a couple of other people while they were sort of scuba diving, and they made her reenact it. So she sort of just like looked at the ocean, and then there was like screams, and it was like really cringeworthy. Take a listen. I've got some audio.
And it was only until we got to the surface that we realized that the boat had actually gone. There was an hour and a half left of sunlight. You could see the reef sharks below. I was constantly thinking, will I die? I sang to keep the morale up while we were floating. Music definitely gives me hope.
Bush.
Now, the awkward thing about this, she's on stage, and she's, you know how they've got the backdrops?
Yeah.
The backdrop happened to be water,
no.
It was just not classy in the slightest.
I sang to keep the morale up, and it kept us all alive.
I get that that's a traumatic thing that's happened in your life. There's no denying or minimizing that. But that is not, a way into superstardom. Like, it's the wrong... That's a way to get onto, you know, some talk show or something, maybe, to tell your story.
More like your midday movie on Channel 7. Like, that's
yeah,
the kind
like
of
a bad Aussie midday 100%, movie.
100%. You could do that. But it's not a way to, like, crowbar yourself into a singing show.
Yeah, I'm sure that experience really inspired you to go to thevoice.com.au, hit apply now, tape an audition, upload it, and then try and be singing. No.
Doesn't match.
And can I just say this? If someone is lost at sea with me after a scuba diving incident and they start singing, I'm chucking a rose from the Titanic and not sharing that door. I'm out of there.
Absolutely. Hey, reef shark. You hungry?
Come up here. Come on. Come here.
Thank you, Jackson. I could see you cringing watching that, actually. That's great. Thank you, sir. Guys, checking in with Jess in the newsroom next in Birthday Lotto. He's coming up before 8 o'clock today worth $775.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. When you wake up.
Interesting brand new additions to the Wiggles.
Fascinating.
You know what's so
really?
you know what is fascinating? The new purple Wiggle, his name is John.
Yeah.
John was in Justice Crew.
Oh my god.
You know what's so interesting? It's an interesting pivot in his career.
I haven't heard of Justice Crew in a long, long time.
What do you mean? We play them all the time.
Oh, do we?
Big supporters here at UFM of Justice Crew.
At the end of the road. That is so random, isn't it?
Well, probably a good cash grab for him because Justice Crew, you know, while they've got a few songs out, I can't imagine they're getting heaps on royalties.
The royalties on that probably drying up very soon.
Yeah, I would say so. So to move into the Wiggles, you're probably making a lot more money.
Interesting. How do you think that they pick which colours will be the new colours for the new members?
Yeah, I've got no idea.
Randomly, I reckon.
Yellow, purple and red. There's some real, like, out-of-the-box thinking there.
Was there already a purple?
And a yellow. Wasn't
Jeff
there?
Jeff was purple, wasn't he?
Jeff's not.
Yeah, he's not there anymore.
I thought Emma was the yellow wiggle. I'm confused about the whole situation. As soon as
maybe
they
it's
said
just
there
like
was
the Wiggles B team. they've just duplicated colours.
Are these the ones that perform when the Wiggles are having a day off?
Surely they've got other colours. Like, there's heaps of colours in the world. Matty, you worked in a paint shop. You know there's more than five colours, right?
Aubergine, lavender.
Oh, lovely teal Wiggle. Who knew? Guys, up next, I want to talk about Pete Evans. You know, you may know that he's sort of like an... pseudo-enemy of
celebrity
mine.
Celebrity chef.
Yeah.
Right, because what really annoys me is when he does things that rip people off. So one of his great things, I don't know, right at the start of COVID, was to try and sell this glorified heat lamp as like an anti-COVID lamp.
Just kills the Wuhan coronavirus. I can hear the grunt now.
$15,000 or $20,000 he was selling this thing. Preying on the most vulnerable and innocent in our society. Now, a couple of months ago on the show, I talked about how he's basically starting up this... He's calling it like an environmentally friendly paradise where you can come and live sort of on his big acreage.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's been a big development with what's happening with this. So
you've bought your plot, haven't you?
That's the last thing I will be doing. But I'm gonna fill you in on the updates on his... I'm calling it like a... I don't want to say cult.
Because it's a cult.
It's basically a village where you can go live with Pete Evans.
It's on my website. If anyone's interested, you can go to Pete Evans and then products. But it's we've had it for the last 4 or 5 months up at the farm. We use it pretty much every day. It's a pretty amazing tool. Just briefly, it's programmed with about 1,000 different recipes. There's a couple in there for Wuhan coronavirus.
Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato, right now, 7:38. Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato at 105.3 New FM. It's 17 degrees in Carrington right now.
If I disappear or I have a freaking weird accident, it wasn't an accident, okay?
It's Pete time Evans. To talk Pete Evans because authorities in the New South Wales Far North Coast have rejected plans for Pete Evans. I'm calling it his mega hippie commune because basically he'd set up this plan and it was all over his website where you could buy a plot on this new commune that he was setting up, right? Now, what's interesting about this whole situation is apparently this place was supposed to be like an environmentally friendly paradise where one of the big mottos was do no harm, right? And that might seem all well and good, but they were going to have to clear over 100 hectares of koala habitat in order to set up this commune. So already cracks are starting to appear in this whole situation.
I'm so glad that common sense has prevailed here.
Oh,
really
absolutely. Yeah. So, the Nightcap Village is what he was calling this situation or this commune. And I can only assume he called it the Nightcap Village because he was thinking to himself, if I pull off this scam, if I'm able to con these people out of this money, I'm going to have myself a sweet nightcap of some lovely organic whiskey to top off the night because I'm going to be rich, baby. Now... Look, questions started to appear with this whole thing when he said the price tag for the build of this commune was going to be $39.8 million.
Ooh. Wow.
Now, already you can imagine that there is some fat in that money for the contractors involved in this whole build and fit out. Because when you look at the video of these houses that he was building for these people, they look like something you might see at a very, very inexpensive, like, holiday place in, say, Fiji or Bali. Like the really, really cheap kind of ones that have, like, the lacy curtains and the bed that's, like, just built out of bits of wood they found around the place.
I'm guessing no air conditioning.
No.
Oh, not a sign of... Not a tiny even wink of air conditioning in
no
the whole
electricity.
Premise. They did say that they would be installing electricity, but the whole thing would just look totally so cheap.
Pay to suffer.
Oh,
and to live next door to Pete Evans.
Well, that's
the worst he's living part. There. Pete Evans wouldn't live there.
He's got his
there.
Mansion overlooking all of that.
That's exactly right. So the site was also identified as being bushfire prone and said that it would be unsuitable to build any kind of building. So the whole thing was totally flawed from the start.
So he started selling all this stuff before he even got the approvals to get this done.
100%. So
Pete Evans' way.
Yeah.
I actually went onto the website and put in an inquiry to try and get an information pack so that I might find out a bit more. But I don't know if they're onto me as being anti-Pete Evans, but they never sent me anything.
They might have searched your name on the internet and Pete Evans and saw what came up.
Quite possibly.
So what was it called again?
So it was called the Nightcap Village.
So I've just gone onto his website. Mm. Top of the page, Discover Evolve Sanctuary. He's got another one.
Oh, jeez.
Probably on adjacent land.
A new contemporary oasis located in sublime rainforest in the stunning Northern Rivers hinterland that provides a nurturing, holistic setting for the mind, body and spirit to elevate and unwind.
This is the same... This has to be the same block of
Surely.
Land. He's just selling new shares on a different thing, probably.
He's done a good rebrand.
That's exactly what he's done. I'm sure in a couple of months he'll be back with another proposal that'll inevitably
you'll
get rejected.
To make fun of it.
And I absolutely will
have,
be.
You'll have the information pack next time.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. I might have to use your name. Can I borrow that, Maddie?
No.
Oh, damn it.
$775 up for grabs with Birthday Lotto up next. What month are we looking for, Crevo?
Anyone born in February, this is your chance. 13-10-09 to get your hands on the money.
All right, we'll do it next at New FM 746.
New FM.
Bonobos.
New FM.
New FM.
Fulio, Gangsta's Paradise, New FM. Meg, you're just saying off the air.
Yeah.
You're watching The Nanny.
Yeah, I watched the episode with Coolio, who's a gift rapper for Puff Daddy. And then he turns into an actual rapper for one of Maxwell Sheffield's productions.
I was going to say, could there be a more 90s cameo
no.
than Coolio on The Nanny?
I mean, it's just fantastic, isn't it?
I need to see this.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
If lockdown shopping's got you bad over the weekend, $775 could easily pick you back up again for a Monday, am I right?
Oh, totally.
Yes, man. Yes.
I could use it. What about you, Maddie? What would your go-to spend be with that cash? New
bills,
clothes?
Bills and clothes.
Oh, bills,
yeah.
bills.
The boring answer.
Boring. Get something good, right?
Have we swapped bodies?
I don't know.
Usually it's the other way around.
Totally.
Now, I tell you what, I have noticed during lockdown, we're getting a lot of nurses and aged care workers call the show. Now, I've never had or never heard of a dump truck driver calling this show, so I'm very excited. We're meeting Jessica. She usually does mining work, but doing a new subdivision at Murray's Beach at the moment. She's been doing the work for over a year now. Hey, Jessica, how are you? Hello, Jessica.
Maybe jumped onto line one. Try that.
Jessica, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, there she is. How's your morning?
Yeah, really good.
Nice one. So tell us what's involved in dump truck driving, other than, like, picking stuff up and dumping it.
So pretty much we drive 30 to 40-ton trucks, and we just pick up materials to stockpiles and... pretty much help out the community.
Oh, yeah, nice one.
Yeah. Excellent.
Hey, well, let's do this. Yeah. Spinning the birthday balls, Meg. $775 up for grabs this morning for Jessica.
All right, Jessica. Were you born on... Oh, actually, we have to redraw 30th of February.
Oh, yeah, we do. Redraw.
Redraw.
Okay.
It's one of those.
All right.
Why was I channeling Oprah?
I'm not sure.
Redraw.
Oh, this is rare. Were you born on the 29th of February?
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Ah, damn it. One in 4-year chance on that one.
Of the two numbers to pull out. No, it's two.
What are the odds?
Improbable. That's what the odds are.
Back before 9 o'clock this morning, guys. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next at New FM. Good morning.
5-3 New FM.
The Novos. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
I woke up all excited this morning because I thought that I could book my COVID vaccine today for Pfizer.
Oh, I was the same.
A week early.
Yeah, you just got to chill out another week.
Yeah.
And I think hopefully there'll be like more appointments.
So if you are between 16 and 39 years old, you can book your Pfizer vaccine on the 30th of this month.
The countdown's on.
There's a week to go.
Setting a timer. Absolutely. Well, before lockdown actually started, I was one of the lucky ones. I got my hair done, luckily, before we, you know, couldn't see anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And my hairdresser actually closed a couple of months ago, so I had to go find someone new. And normally, you put a bit of research in. Unfortunately, I had some bad stuff happen in the week leading up to that, and I just wanted to get my hair done, because that's what I do. If there's bad stuff going on in my life...
Get your hair done.
Get my hair done, chop it off, colour it, whatever. And I went to this salon, and I never thought, walking in there, that I was going to get baby shamed. By a random who'd never met me before in my entire life. Now, the thing is, I don't want kids. I've never wanted kids. And I got baby shamed for it. I don't understand.
People do it a lot. I mean, it's just because it's, you know, seen to be a social norm that you must have kids in your 30s. But you know what? I'm a big believer. If you and your partner are happy with your lives together, it's your choice.
Why change
it? Why is it anybody else's business? Exactly. And why do they feel they should
project their opinion on that? But
there's like already heaps of people in the world.
Exactly.
If you don't want to have kids, it's sweet.
Yeah, I'll tell you more about what happened next.
Okay, after Dean Lewis falling up, I hope you got a discount, by the way.
I wish.
Like, come on. This is 105.3 New FM, 8:05. Good morning. Oh, Meg's man, Dean Lewis, falling up at New FM. Would you have a baby with Dean Lewis, Meg?
I love him, but no.
No.
Still no.
13:10:09 this morning. We're after your baby shaming stories. Have you been baby shamed by a total stranger?
Yeah, so I went to a new salon that I've never been to ever. And while she was starting to put, the bleach in my hair, all the foils and whatnot, we got onto the subject of babies. I don't know how. I can't even remember how. But
I feel like every visit, if you're a woman at the hairdressers, ends up at baby chat. Yeah.
And she was like, oh, so something about kids. I've gone, oh, yeah, they're not for me. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, well, my partner and I, we've been together for 5.5 years. Everyone says, oh, you know, once you meet the right person, you'll want a baby. I've never wanted kids in my entire life. I'm 32. I keep getting, oh, you just got to wait for the right time. Never. Anyway, she's saying how much she wanted kids. I'm good for you. Your choice. I look at a baby and I don't go, oh, my God, I want one of those. I don't get that feeling. She goes, well, that's just sad.
Oh.
And I'm like,
what did you say?
I didn't say anything. I just ignored her. And I'm like, if she hadn't already started putting bleach in my hair, I would have got up and walked out. I just thought, how dare you judge me for not wanting something that you want?
Like, it's
not for everyone.
That's right. And it's fine that people want kids or don't want kids. It's great. Like, that's how you're here. And it's, you know, it's lovely to be hanging out with you in a room.
Thank you.
But there's no... But if you don't want kids, that's fine.
And I've got friends who have recently had kids and I've gone and seen them and the babies are beautiful. They're beautiful, they're gorgeous, but I just don't get
that you
thing.
Have a lot of nephews and nieces as
I
well.
Do.
So that kind of, part of your life is kind of stitched up in that.
I swear if I had one, Mum would freak out because that's another one at Christmas time.
You said your Mum broke.
I said Mum broke, but the thing is,
she had no right to say that.
No.
And I'd be actually...
Awful.
I hate to do this or say this, but I think you should be a Karen and call the manager.
She was the manager.
Oh.
That's the problem. Oh. That was, am I, okay.
Me too.
That warrants a bad Google review.
Anonymous, but bad.
This
you
got to
say it.
Baby shamers.
This is the thing. Ladies would know, getting a walk-in appointment to a salon
really
is very
hard.
Rare.
Rare
I got
intensity.
A walk-in appointment at this salon.
That's
so
why.
That kind of, that should have been the red flag that something was going to go wrong. And it just, I'm like, no, I need to get my hair done. It looks like trash.
A lot of hairdressers, I think, that they think that they have a license to say what they want to you. I've had stuff like this before as well. Like, I talk, like, I got pulled up once. She was like, oh, what do you do for work? I'm like, yeah, yeah, do this. And she goes, oh, do you have a partner? I'm like, yeah, yeah. And I said the word he, and yeah. She went all strange. When did you come out? And like just asking totally that's inappropriate not, questions.
What? Yeah, she.
Just
yeah,
mind your just business, me. Colleen Smart.
Yeah, hairdressers, it's fine for them to ask, like, whatever questions they want. But it's the judgmental factor. You can't then judge because that's your limit, basically.
That's it.
Let's go to the phones. Mel, good morning. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you going?
Really good. Now, I believe you don't have kids. Have you encountered this whole baby shaming situation?
Yeah, you get it all the time. But as far as I'm concerned, as I said, like, if I want to have kids, that's my choice. If I don't want to have kids, that's also my choice. It's really nobody else's business. It's the same with Meg. If Meg doesn't want to have kids, then she shouldn't be shamed for it.
Thanks, babe.
Hey, Mel, what kind of people are, like, baby shaming you? Just, like, if you go out to the shops or family members or friends?
Oh, no, family members and friends, they don't care. They know that I like the babies that you can hand back at the end of the day.
Thank you.
But it's more than anything, it's just strangers that don't even know you, that don't know your circumstances or anything like that, that judge more than anything.
What advice do you have for Meg?
Duff 'em.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Did you want to say another word then, Mel? Yeah, I think that you did.
But then remembered that I was on the radio, so yes, I had to bite my tongue. But no, if you don't want to have kids, then you shouldn't be pressured, as far as I'm concerned. It's your choice.
Thanks, babe.
Oh, that's great advice. Thank you, Mel. It's so true. Mind your business.
Yeah, mind your business.
And, you know, she hit the nail on the head. People don't know each other's circumstances.
No.
You know, some people really suffer with this stuff.
Exactly.
So.
A lot of people, like, I know people who are struggling with fertility. Yeah. And that kind of topic can really hurt. If you're trying to have a baby and someone, why aren't you having a baby? It stings. It stings so much. So just stop asking the question when you're going to have kids, because, first of all, it's none of your business. And two, as you said, you don't know what's going on.
Great advice. No, thank you. Hey, coming up next, guys, changing gears a little bit. Now, I hate doing this all the time. But I have to. I just can't help it. Up next, I read an article this morning about housemates driving each other crazy in lockdown. Apparently, it's ruining friendships, right? Now, something happened with my housemate yesterday, and I feel like I have to share it because I was so bloody mad. This is the last straw.
This is your therapy session.
It really is. I need you guys and your advice. That's next.
We're here for you, Maddie.
Yeah, we are.
At New FM. Good morning.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
Avicii, welcome to a brand new week. 27 degrees the top on the coast today. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos.
I'm so angry.
Oh, yes, I am, guys. Now, I need your help with something because sometimes I think... I don't know. You know me. You probably know me more than Meg, obviously, Creeper. Yeah. Do you think that I overreact sometimes?
Sometimes you definitely do. You get yourself a bit wound up and a bit in a tiz, right? When it's not necessary. But I like to hear your situations on a case-by-case basis because sometimes you're justified.
Crevo is usually my, indicator, Meg.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going too far or carrying on with something. So welcome to the panel.
Yeah, it's good to have a panel to reflect.
That's true.
So my housemate, Lizzie, I've lived with her for about 7 months now. I love Lizzie. She's a fun chick. Let me just start off by saying that. I really love her. I like living with Lizzie. It's just easy. We work opposite ends of the day. But as you live with somebody, over time you do start to notice things that start to annoy you. And one of the gripes that I have with Lizzie is she doesn't always, like, take the rubbish down. Now, Lizzie thinks, in her mind, I'm pretty sure, that she's, like, fairly tidy to live with, which she is overall. But, man, the rubbish thing really gets me. Over the weekend, right, I went to work. The rubbish had been sitting there for, like, 5 days. And I've been doing it. I've taken it down the last 10 times. Yeah. I went to work. I thought she's had the house to herself on the weekend. I got home expecting the bins to be taken out, but they weren't. Anyway, the benches had been wiped down. The pizza boxes had gone. So I was like, oh, my God. Like, she's actually, like, taken them down. The bin bag was still in the cupboard, but that's all right. Anyway... The next morning, right, I get up and I find the pizza boxes and her HelloFresh box out on the balcony covered with, like, a jacket that was out there.
Oh. Okay, so she hasn't taken it down.
You haven't taken it down.
You've camouflaged the situation.
She went to the effort of hiding the rubbish on the balcony.
So, you know, like on those survival shows when they hunt and capture something and then they cover it with a camouflage net so that other animals don't steal it?
Really annoying. Anyway, I got up yesterday morning. It was my one day off and I decided, look, as I do once a week, I'll do my big spring clean where I vacuum, I mop, I do everything.
You're a tidy man.
I like the house, the apartment to look nice.
Yeah.
We live in a nice apartment. I want it to look good all the time. Anyway, Lizzie gets up at like 11 o'clock in the morning and my day was planned. I thought I'll clean up, order some beers, beautiful weather yesterday, and I'll sit out on the balcony and enjoy it with some tunes. Lizzie rocks up, 11 o'clock. Here I am mopping. The first thing she says to me, oh, good morning. I didn't know we own a mop. And I was like, how do you think the floors get cleaned? Do you think they just clean themselves?
Did you say that to her?
No.
So in other words, you've mopped like nearly every week for the last 7 months?
The whole time. She's never mopped.
Okay.
If I had a dollar for every time she said, I'll do it next time. I'm like, okay, Lizzie, no worries. Anyway, here I am mopping, right? She grabs her pillow from her room and decides to go out with a coffee and sun herself whilst I'm cleaning. Now, tell me if I'm being overdramatic here, but that's so bloody not on.
Are you being employed as a maid?
Look, no, I'm not.
Okay, so
it's kind of sounding.
I want to say
like
something
that
to her.
I think you just have.
I think you have through the radio.
I can't keep doing this, but I get so worked up.
I've got a proposal for you. I think you need to just have a little, like, roster. Like, this is your week to mop, your week to vacuum.
And they get a Google Drive going, just have the roster in there.
And you can send out a little, like, reminder text that just comes up, like, oh, it's your week, Maddie, and then you know.
I don't feel like I want to do that. We're grown adults.
Yeah.
Why
I know
should
that.
We have to have a bloody roster? Like, we need another roster in our lives. Just take the bins down occasionally. I'm happy to do the mopping. Don't hide stuff on the balcony.
I think you got to talk about it with her face to face.
I've really become that bitchy old gay that I loathe so much.
Used to be a wild party boy, didn't you, Maddie?
Not anymore.
Things have changed. It's now mopping on Sunday and take the rubbish down.
News time with Jess up next at New FM. It's 8:25. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
105 minutes commercial free is kicking off after 9 o'clock with producer Jackson. What's on the way, my friend?
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. Happy Monday. We're doing it with 105 minutes commercial free because if you're going to start a week right, you're going to do it that way. It's the only way, really. Newcastle's best music sounding like this.
I need you to hold on. Heaven is a place not too far away.
It's Justin Bieber and Hold On in the playlist. Got Shallow from A Star Is Born. Remember when they were like, oh, Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, they're going to be together because he left his girlfriend for her. Well, that's why you never trust gossip mags, right? Because they're not together. Oh. But they would have made a hot couple. Ashley looks great in her new movie as well, The House of Gucci. It's coming up. And then, as if this isn't everybody in lockdown. Oh, one too many. Pink, Keith Urban. Oh, I know, it's definitely me. It's coming up after 9 o'clock, 105 minutes, commercial free.
I wouldn't have said that at all, Jackson.
always good, Jackson. Up next, guys, you would have heard a couple months ago that Coles said goodbye to the little shop forever.
Gone.
They said, look, it's creating too much plastic. It's a big old waste. We're not doing any of that anymore.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Woolworths has thought, well, here's a gap in the market. Let's get on the giving away toys to kids situation. But we'll put an environmental twist on it by recycled stuff, yeah, right, which is good. What they're doing is essentially a knockoff Lego. We're going to get into that up next and find out about what Woolies is trying to do to gain your attention.
Like, parents need more frustration. Nothing worse than stepping on Lego.
Well, right? More
environmentally friendly Lego.
I think that's better.
Does it make it a bit sweeter? Tonic, if you could only see right now. A new FM, good morning. Tonic, if you could only see at New FM with the Novos, 8:39 for your Monday morning, Crevo. Big news out of the land of Woolies. The Novos.
Yeah, that's right. So the latest thing to try and get you to spend more cash with them, they're doing the whole for every $30 spent, you can get her. This time, it's a packet of bricks. Which they is, it's knockoff Lego. Let's not beat around the bush. And what you can build with this is, like, I was thinking, oh, they'll do cities or cool cars or something. No, no, it's a Woolly supermarket with a guy with a trolley walking around and stuff. And then there's, like, a Woolly's click and collect delivery truck as well. And that's pretty much it.
I'm all for, you know, trying to get more customers in the door, but I feel like every single one of these schemes, whether it's Little Shop or now this, is they just annoy parents.
Yeah.
100%. Because
the Ushies as well, like, how many parents out there have Ushies everywhere over the house, all over the house?
It's the new version of Tarzos, essentially trying to get the right Tarzo.
Pester power is real. Now, what's so interesting about this, and this really caught my eye, right, because they're saying, oh, it's mostly 80% made of recycled plastic. I'm all for that. Where they're getting the plastic from, this is fascinating, and this is a real list of where they're getting it from. Swimming goggles, refrigerators, and luggage handles.
Wow, very specific.
Specific. Are they going down to the local tip and, like, there with a big scissors and cutting all the handles off old luggage? And, like, oh, we'll have the we'll have that fridge. Now, did you find any swimming goggles in today's dump, like, truck dump? Where are they getting these specific items?
Goggles. Bunnings did something similar earlier this year.
They have the little, like, Bunnings warehouse, their own version of it.
The
Bunnings
block
bricks.
Warehouse.
Yeah. That's right. Real competition for Lego, not overall.
Have you guys ever collected any of these things before?
No. Oh, I did with the Ushies.
You got on the Ushies train for a while there.
No, well, I know that there was, like, those really rare ones worth, like, $50,000 if you got it, like, the gold Simba.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was the only reason. I didn't take them home, though. I just left them all here. So you'll find many a Ushie around.
Random Ushies.
They had these power disc things a couple of years ago where they were Marvel themed and you had to get the certain, like, Marvel characters. And the lady at one of the Woolies that we go to, I only spent, like, $20, and she goes, are you collecting them? And I said, yeah, sure. And she gave me a whole handful of them and just shoved them in my bag. And I checked online. She'd given me about 3 or 4 of the rare ones. And I was a broke student at this point. I hocked them on eBay, $50.
Nice. That's a sweet
score.
Well,
we've actually met somebody that's made money from one of these supermarket collectibles.
I spent $20 on groceries and sold the lot for $50.
See, I thought that was like an urban myth that anyone had ever made any money ever, because it's always like, oh, one sold on eBay for $10,000, but then you find out they didn't pay.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get $10,000 out of it. $50 when you're a broke student is like...
Oh, yeah.
That's decent cash.
You know what, though? This is just another big corporate company preying on children and their power of convincing their parents to go somewhere.
Oh, you're just saying those words now. And that, I'm not saying that by any means.
He's got shares in Woolies.
No, I did say they were knockoff Lego. I'm not... I can't say I'm not a guilty party in this.
Hey, guys, our birthday lotto is up next.
$775 up for grabs. Let's give it away for a Monday. What month are we looking for?
It has come up as June. So if you're born in June, it's your big chance.
It's Monopoly money. No,
it's the real deal.
It's pretend Monopoly money.
No fake money here.
Monopoly. 8:43 at New FM. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Kygo, Lose Somebody at 105.3 New FM with the Novos, 8:50. Of course, warm one today. It's a bit cloudy out there. 27 the top on the coast. Thunderstorms later this afternoon, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, it is the easiest way to score cash. All you got to do, as you just said, have a birthday and call 131009.
That easy? Are you kidding me?
No jokes.
But the thing is, you guys always say you're giving away thousands of dollars this year.
Yeah.
I've been here for 3 weeks. Nada. So we need to change that.
Well, we fingers do. Crossed.
Hey, I'm all for giving away the money.
I know I'm the one who's been spinning the lottery machine.
It's really your fault,
it's
man.
Really my fault,
for not reading people's minds and giving them money.
All right,
let's go to the phones.
Yeah,
guys.
That's right. It's time to meet our contestant. Her name is Amy. She works in training people to do commercial laundry and dry cleaning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. I'm great.
Amy. All right.
Well, so you ready to win some cash?
I am. Let's do this.
If you don't win, apparently it's all my fault, so I apologise in advance.
Who are you blaming, Amy? Really?
Really, you know
it's
who
it's got to be me.
I need to say that aloud.
See, I picked the month, so already I've done my job because that's how you got on, right? So
exactly. And I was so quick. I was ready. I was waiting.
Amy, Meg's very dainty in her method of spinning the balls.
Because they go everywhere. No, we need to replace them.
Remember
the machine.
To spin it backwards. They've worked perfectly fine up until this point, Meg.
Okay. Is this the right way? Is this the right way? Yep.
Spin, okay. spin.
Fingers crossed.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. Let's have a look. I'll try and find. Okay. 14th of June. You
know
the winner.
Ah, oh, damn it.
The 8th I needed.
Oh.
Terrible, Meg.
I know.
No. Not enough spin.
I will feel guilt until this goes off.
Thanks, Amy. Enjoy your day. Guys, that is us done for another day. Meg, thank you for coming back. 105 commercial free is up next with producer Jackson. Hey, man, what's on the way?
Yeah, thank you very much and good morning. Welcome to Monday, 105 minutes commercial free to get it all going. It sounds like this.
Hello, I'm Katy Perry.
Yes, I know that need something to just lift me up. You get to this point in lockdown where you go a little bit mad and need some motivation. Katy Perry's got it for you with Electric. Let's go back to the 90s. Reef and Place Your Hands. I'm going to chuck that in the playlist for you. When you feel it kicking in that then Star and the Flame and Crows. If I cannot get to a Lord concert soon, right, if they don't mop this COVID up, it's going to have to cry into my pillow. Just a few more times, because she is set to come to Australia the first time in 5 years. She's got this new album coming out. And look, I don't want this to be postponed, so keep getting vaccinated. Solar Power Lord after 9 o'clock, 105 minutes, commercial free.
That it is. Look, before we wrap up the show, just got to share some sad news that I read over the weekend. There's this sort of, I'm going to call him an institution in the Newcastle food scene. This guy called Frankie. He made these handmade noodles a few different places over the years. So he started off with a stall at like the local food markets.
Yeah.
And he stretched these noodles out like huge, like over a meter long. And it was almost like a show watching this guy perform. He then had a shop in Hamilton. And then most recently over at Carrington, these amazing noodles that he made. He's a bit of an institution. Very sad over the weekend. He passed away from an asthma attack.
Oh, nice.
Just still a young guy and like just really sad. And just hundreds and hundreds of people have been, you know, pouring their support to his friends and family. So we're sending our good vibes to them as well.
Yeah. A lot of people said, like in Carrington there, when he moved to Caro, that he totally changed like the whole food scene in Carrington just with the incorporating the live music at the restaurant. Apparently really good vibe. I didn't get to go.
It's just
a shame.
Yeah, he was a really, really cool guy in the food scene, and it's really sad. But yeah, sending all the good vibes out to his friends and family, who obviously be going through it tough at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. That's us done, guys. Enjoy your Monday. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Get your fix of the Novos anywhere, anytime. Search for the Novos on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or at newfm.com.au.